Your family reputation. Taken from 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9. Who do people tell you that you look like? At a family funeral recently, I was once again told how much I look like my mom. To me, that's a wonderful compliment. My mom was beautiful on the inside and out, in my opinion. She received her reward in heaven over 25 years ago, but whenever I'm reminded of our resemblance, I can feel our souls connect, and I know she's still very much an active part of my life, and we will be reunited one day. Do people see your family resemblance? Are you proud of the family you represent? I have known people to be emotionally hurt when compared to a parent or other family member. Consider your Christian family. Are you proud to be associated with them or ashamed of your family? It can go either way depending on who is setting your example. No one gives Christians a worse reputation than Christians themselves. We are still flawed humans living in a broken world, but people hold us to a higher standard because of the example of our Savior. They often look at our family in search of the perfection of Jesus. We know that we are incapable of perfection on this side of eternity, but do people see your resemblance to your Father? A man one time said to me, "You don't have to tell people you're a Christian. It's written all over you." I tell you, that's the best compliment I will ever receive. However, as much as I want to always look like Christ, I don't. I fail every day, in some way, in many ways, to properly represent my family. I strive to be a good example, but sometimes I bring shame to our family name. If we claim not to have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, He will forgive them and purify us from all wrongdoing. Be mindful today of the family reputation, and be quick to confess any stains you've left behind. If you were encouraged by this, please share.